From Paul's house and Storm's house, it's Paul and Storm talk about some stuff for 5 to 10 minutes, on average.
Tarkay.
Good morrow to you all. I am Paul.
I am Storm.
And we are going to talk about some stuff for 5 to 10 minutes.
On average.
This is show 018. Today is Sunday
November 30th.
Yeah, we can both say the date.
Well, I just thought it'd be cool.
Yeah, it is. It's like stereo.
Except let's do it.
I think I dump this thing down into mono each time, or I mix our voices mono. I don't know why I do that. Ken Plume told me to do that, and why do I listen to Ken Plume?
Well, he has a lot of good things to say. That's probably why.
That's true. Maybe I'll mix our voices in a little more stereo this time. Maybe I'll pan you a little left, you a little right, or vice versa.
Get crazy with
you
it.
You don't know.
We're just crazy.
We're mavericks.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Storm, start off with the big old rundown like you usually do.
All right. Turning to the big board, we see that we have 35 certified minions in the Paul and Storm Brigade of Minions.
Mm-hmm.
I have the little news on that in a little bit.
Okay.
We are at 40% on the server fund to replace the server run by Webmaster Russ.
Hurrah.
Whedon Watch, no progress. McCartney Watch, no progress. Poochie Corner.
What are people saying about us?
A lot of good feedback, a little selfish here, but some great advice on the Xbox stuff.
Uh-huh.
Not totally
Storm,
selfish.
For those of you who missed last week, Storm is getting an Xbox for Christmas, and he's been trying to figure out what package to get.
So many folks said, you know, just get the cheapest arcade pack. However, with the deals that are out there, I still haven't bought it. I'm thinking the 60 gig hard drive is the way to go.
Yeah,
you
do want the hard drive.
Yeah, like the movie downloads put me over the edge. I already have Netflix.
Yeah, because you're a Netflixer.
Yeah. And, but thank you for everybody who contributes to that. An interesting thing on Poochie.
Okay.
This has to do with our podcast statistics, not exactly people talking about us.
Okay.
But as you know, Paul, I like to pour over numbers and statistics and just weave through them.
Yet another way that you are pretty much Rain Man with a little bit better social skills.
That barely better. And I found when looking at our little our pod track stats that number one country is the United States, predictably.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Number two is Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Any guess on number three?
Singapore.
You're not far off. Not far off at all. It's China.
China.
And I'm puzzled. Like, if there are people, and apparently close to 100 people or more, I can't tell exactly, listening in China, I'd like to know that. Or is it some weird bot thing where they're archiving every podcast in China for we
right.
don't know
well,
what?
This is important international information that we're spreading.
Anyway, that was just kind of a little thing. It was
so if you're in China and you are listening, post a comment. Tell us where you're at. What's going on? Is it all expats or is it actually like native Chinese? I'd be curious about that myself.
Yeah, so we want to know.
Actually, all our international listeners, we'd be curious. If you're not from the States or North America, let us know where you're at in the comments section and how you came to find out about us.
And it was funky. Like, you look at the stats, and it shows you by week where people are listening,
right.
Or at least downloading.
Yep.
And, like, one week we had, like, a ton of people from Peru, and they fell off really quickly. Like, did we say something about Peru and, like...
Maybe, or maybe chat about some stuff, or talk about some stuff for 5 to 10 minutes on average means something entirely different in Peruvian.
Right, it means...
Like, something awesome in Peruvian, and these people thought that they discovered something really cool.
Yeah, it means, like, ice cream, sex, tacos, or something.
All free.
Right.
Ice cream, sex, tacos, front runner for name of this podcast. Right off the bat, we're only 4.5 minutes in.
Well, let's just see. I do write notes before all these podcasts.
Mm-hmm. And I let you write notes before these podcasts, so that way I can be that much more lazy.
It's really the only way I figure that I'll be able to honestly get a word in edgewise.
That's smart of you. You've learned after, what, 15 years of us together that you need to pretty much have a script to jump in on my little rants.
Which are great. So I wouldn't
say
we're completely freeballing it today, but I have basically a bunch
of freeballing
disjointed ideas. And that phrase, by the way, I may have heard it before, but on our last road trip with Jonathan, he pulled that one out, and I giggled.
The phrase, he didn't actually freeball.
No, he was not
in the
literally
original sense
freeballing, at least not at that moment.
Yeah,
but I just sort of have a few little thoughts.
Okay.
Well, I guess we have some more business. But
Ahead with the business. Let's get it out of the way.
Okay. The tournament to determine who the Secretary of Geek Affairs should be.
Yes.
We have not forgotten about that.
It's coming soon.
And we may put up the brackets as they are, incomplete for people to fuss over, so we can make sure we didn't make any egregious mistakes.
Right.
And I was going to mention some stuff about the Minions, but we can get to that later.
Okay. But of course, there's also, I assume you're heading towards the 25 Days of Newman, which debut tomorrow.
Well, yeah. Well, let's go ahead and do that then.
Yeah. So the 25 Days of Newman debut tomorrow.
Okay.
There you go. Next.
Business. Well, let's go ahead with the Minion thing that I have.
Sure, sure.
As you know, you can join the Brigade of Minions merely by sending us a picture of yourself or a drawing or anything.
Yeah, any sort of representation of yourself.
And it just needs to indicate somewhere on there that you are pledging your minionhood.
Could be a sign, could be a caption.
Or it can be, a mathematical equation.
Could be a tattoo.
If you're clever enough to work it out, it would say minion, whatever it is. You send that in. Now we're approaching 50 minions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to give away our strength to all the opposing forces out there, but
and they are many,
and they're massing, which is why we need to reach 50.
Yes,
and as an incentive, because I know there are a lot of you out there thinking, well, it's all right, but I don't want to take the time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like public radio, there's no better time than now.
That's right. If not now, when? If not you, who?
And I'll tell you why now.
Tell us why, Storm.
The door is closing on becoming one of the... Now, hold on, make sure I wrote this down. The Order of the Inner Sanctum Guard.
Okay.
Only the first 50 minions will receive this elite designation. Or at least, let's say we get a flood of them after everybody is clamoring to join the Order of the Inner Sanctum Guard. Never again will there be any other people added. But if there are more than the 50, anyone who comes in this week squeaks in. So there might be, 54 of them.
Right.
So when we're like true overlords of the universe, there were still, that is it. You cannot join it after this.
Right. I mean, you can still be a minion. You just won't have that special badge of honor.
And it's going to get crazy once we get over 50 minions, because then we'll have enough people to utilize.
Order around, yeah.
Exactly. And I have an idea on what we can do with what minions might enjoy doing.
Uh-huh.
Or what we'd enjoy having minions do.
Right. Bearing in mind that they are scattered throughout the land or lands geographically.
Right. So it's more about intellectual pursuits, you figure.
That's right.
Or at least mischief making.
It is about bettering yourselves and increasing profits for us.
Exactly. Well, I don't know if this idea then would really increase our profits.
Well, it's got to do one or the other, at least. Preferably both, but at least one.
Pseudoscience.
What's that?
Pseudoscience. I think it would be great to spread false information about scientific things.
Uh-huh.
And I've always been curious how, not only urban legends, but sort of those scientific facts or things that people think are facts get out there. Kind of like the games that you played in elementary school that weren't written down or taught to you by a teacher,
right,
or in a
sort
book.
Of conventional wisdom.
Right. How that spreads. And I would like to do that artificially.
Uh-huh.
I know that's sort of cheating, that you can't have something rise organically when you intentionally start it.
Right.
But I think it would be fun to do anyway.
Just redefine your term.
Yeah, exactly.
On the fly.
Oh, hold on. My screen just went blank, and I don't like it when that happens.
Uh-oh.
It's probably just because, you know, I have a screensaver set up.
Right.
There it is. Okay, we're still
there
going.
There it is. You're still recording and going? Awesome.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Oh, we just passed the 10-minute mark, by the way, about half a minute ago.
Yes. As is our tradition of calling that out.
Yep.
So I'm just going to leave it for now as sort of a classification of something that might be done. So, Paul.
Hey, wow, somebody's printing something remotely. I thought I had turned this printer off, but now, no, there's a page coming out of the printer sitting in front of me. That's that noise you hear. The noise of pseudoscience being generated spontaneously on my HP printer.
It's all action and awesome today.
That scared the piss out of me. Luckily, it's out of paper, so it won't do any more printing at the moment.
Okay, well, I'm gonna leave that there for
let's,
now.
Because my printer doesn't like that topic, so let's move on.
Okay, boring.
Boring.
Here's the thing that came up during Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way,
happy
Paul.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and to yours.
And to all of you out there, happy Thanksgiving. I learned something interesting at Thanksgiving this year.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew that my grandfather on the Italian side served as a Shabbos goy.
Oh.
If you don't know what that is, a very good friend of ours, Sean Altman, does a song about Shabbos goy. The idea is Orthodox Jews aren't supposed to perform work on the Sabbath.
I don't, right.
You know, don't skewer me if I don't have all the details. I think we've covered before, I'm not the best Jew.
You are not the source of all Judaica?
No, not this year. Anyway, so what you can do is, you know, you're at home, it's the Sabbath, it's dark in the house, and you want to do some reading.
You can't travel more than 1,000 steps.
Right. You can't turn the light on yourself. What do? You want to study, you know, the Torah, and you can't because you have to squint your eyes, and I think going blind might not be allowed on the Sabbath either.
Mm-hmm.
So what do? I'm asking.
I thought it was rhetorical. I was letting the,
well,
letting
it,
the silence
it was. Hit. I thought you'd, you know, perk in.
No, I'm letting you go. You're on a roll.
Okay. So you hire a Shabbos goy. This is someone that you pay to do things like turn on lights or cook a turkey.
So Shabbos goy is basically Hebrew for Man Friday.
Actually,
it's Man Saturday.
Well, Man Friday evening until Saturday evening.
You just get a guy to do your shit for you.
Exactly. And my grandfather did this.
That's so awesome.
It is pretty awesome. And I feel like I do know a lot of things about my grandfather. And that's the sort of thing that you'd think somewhere in my lifetime someone would have told me. Not that, you know, there's a great honor or stigma attached to being a Shabbos goy, I don't think.
But still, that's something you'd think you would have heard, yeah.
Exactly.
Now, do you put an ad in the paper to be a Shabbos goy, or do you run around town with a bell and a sandwich board around the Jewish section of town?
And I'll tell you, that's what's driving me nuts. I only assume that it was an Italian neighborhood.
Yeah.
But I guess there was a lot of the mingling of the ethnics in Brooklyn back
the mingling in the day. Of the ethnics. That sounds like a World of Warcraft expansion or something.
Well, if it,
a really boring World of Warcraft expansion.
the Shabbos goy action pack.
Yeah.
And my the dark elf runs around turning on lights.
Watch out for the dwarf following you, turning off all the lights behind you.
Keeping pork out of the household.
Standing at the door with a scimitar beating away the pork from the front door.
If there are any game developers out there, this is gold.
Man. The Shabbos goy expansion set?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You put it onto any game. I think that's all I have to say about that.
Thank you, Forrest Gump.
Yeah, and that's all I have to say about that.
We were talking earlier about the Newmans being the guy who decides such things since I do the mix. I was thinking we might debut the first Newman at the end of this podcast. What do you say?
Yeah.
We don't usually put our own songs on the end of the podcast because it's a little too self-serving even for us.
And we wouldn't, next week put the previous 6 days on. You know,
right,
this is it.
Right. But I figured this is a special enough occasion. We're going to see how this thing goes. And so there's that. You were talking about the Minions. What else we got? Anything else going on? It's a dry December performance-wise for us.
Yeah.
We find out this week whether or not something really cool happens. The next podcast will let you know if the cool thing happens or not.
Yeah, either way, we're cool with it, but it would be really cool if it did.
Don't you really hate it when people are coy like that? Like, I know a secret, and I'm going to tell you that I know it, but I won't tell you the secret.
Well, it helps us from being anxious as heck.
That's true, yeah. We're putting it on your guys' shoulders now. But yeah, there may be a cool thing happening for us this month, and we'll know by the end of the week. And if not, then we'll tell you what it might have been, at least.
Yeah.
Because we know you all are on tenterhooks and care about what happens to us.
Apropos of nothing, and this doesn't have to do with what we're referring to, mm-hmm. another note I have is I feel like we should have our own TV show, you know?
You think?
Yeah. I mean, we've been doing this podcast for what, you know, a dozen
18
weeks?
18 weeks, not counting the off weeks and the puppet stuff.
Exactly. So I think that qualifies us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe a game show.
Oh, okay.
This isn't part of my notes. I'm really freeballing.
You're
now.
Really freeballing now. I'm waiting to see where you go with this.
Well, it ties in with the Shabbos Goy thing.
Okay.
By the way, if there's anyone out there who's ever been a Shabbos Goy or has wanted to be one, I know I'm jumping back here and basically diverting from the fact that I don't have an interesting game show.
That's idea the danger of freeballing right there.
In my head. Please let us know, because I really am curious. So the game is... You quiz people on what a Shabbos Goy is, and
sounds like a short-lived game show.
Yeah, it's exactly 30 seconds long. Boring.
And then, like, the second round is they run around. They got, like, a mock-up of a Jewish household, and they run around performing tasks within a 60-second time period or something.
Right, and then, like, the Kool-Aid man bursts through the wall just for no apparent reason.
You've been watching too many Japanese game shows.
I have not been watching enough.
I gotta tell you, we have been in my household. It's not new by any stretch, but just in the past couple of weeks, we in my household have become absolutely addicted to Ninja Warrior on the G4 channel, which I guess originally in Japan was called Sasuke, or however you pronounce it.
All right.
It's this really awesome a physical challenge type show where they start out with 100 competitors and they go through these obstacle courses of increasing difficulty.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And there's 4 rounds, and they've done 20 of these shows, and only 2 people have ever made it all the way to the end of the 4th round.
And that stays interesting?
It's interesting. It's sort of like, I don't know if you've ever seen the Most Extreme Challenge or whatever on Spike TV, where it's that one's mostly about people falling on their ass.
Yeah, yeah.
This one's got a lot of that, but it's really a bit more just pure physical challenge and really cool and compelling. And there's still lots of people falling into water.
See, I like that.
Like the entire obstacle course is run over this dirty little river.
I like it because... I mean, I haven't seen it, but I like the idea because it's not about, okay, you know, we're going to get together beforehand and come up with a strategy and decide who we're going to vote to, you know, drop
right
into the dirty water. It's just, here's this tough thing to do. Do it.
Yep. And not that there's anything wrong with MXE and just watching people fall on their ass and faceplant and stuff. I love that, too. But Ninja Warrior, or Sasuke, seems to have it all. And it's highly recommended by all the Saborans.
I appreciate that you did the accent on that.
Sasuke!
It's sort of like Latino and Latina newscasters.
Today happening in Nicaragua.
Right. Yeah, I like that. It always kind of kicks you in the head a little bit.
That
kind
was
of like
just for you.
Spicy rice.
What?
Well, you know, if you eat something sometimes and you're not expecting it to be really spicy, and then it's
like
really
rice?
Spicy.
Uh huh.
That's what it is. Well,
and on that note. Wow, what a funny little jog through our minds this one has been.
Freeballing it.
You get what you pay for, ladies and gentlemen. When we start charging for this podcast, you can start bitching about the content.
Until then. I'm Storm.
And I am Paul.
And we've been talking about some stuff for 5 to 10 minutes.
On average. Find us on the web, as always, at paulandstorm.com. Hit the donate button if you care to. Don't forget to keep your eyes out every day for the new, excuse me, Randy Newman theme song in the 25 Days of Newman. And that's about that. Yeah. Be a great day.
Yeah, go do things.
It was you, Fredo.